You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Bill, it's all right. Chris!
Oh. Peggy, I'm so sorry. Did I wake you?
Well...
The toothpaste just flew out of my hand.
What time is it?
6:50.
What?
Oh, I know it's early, but it's the big day, Peggy. The flour and produce.
Yes, I hadn't forgotten.
Oh, I could hardly sleep. That last batch of biscuits is perfect. I know it. Prize-winning perfect.
Well, you certainly deserve a prize for effort.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, you stay in bed. You might drop off again.
I might.
I'll bring you a cup of tea in a bit. How's that?
That would be very nice.
Ah, oh, good. About an hour.
Hmm.
Sweet dreams.
Oh, come on, Bill. Let's get comfy again, shall we? Oh, there, that's it. That's better.
Oh, no!
Oh, what now?
That's really pretty, Mrs. Tregaron.
Thank you, Bert. The self-heal's tricky. It has such short stems.
You're lucky you can do your arrangement here and then just carry it over to the marquee.
Yes. I hate doing things with everyone watching, don't you?
Me? Oh, I've never really thought about it. You're going to come and watch me pick the marrow, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Can't miss that. Oh, and I'd like your advice, please. I've got to choose a nice spray off the Albertine for my climbing rose entry.
Mark planted that, you know, Mark Hebden. Shuler's first.
Yes, Jill told me. There are memories everywhere you look, aren't there, Bert?
It must have been him.
Well...
A great hole clawed in the cling film, biscuits all over the floor. Who else could have done it? Aliens?
I didn't think Bill could still jump up that high.
Neither did I, or I'd never have left them out. Where is he?
Gone out.
Typical. When a crime's discovered, McCavity's not there.
Well, I'm very sorry, Chris.
Oh, so am I. All that work. And now I've got nothing to show for it.
What do you mean? You'll just have to make another batch.
What, now?
You've got plenty of time.
Oh, I don't know, Peggy. Maybe it's a sign.
Oh, you're not giving up. This isn't in the spirit of the show.
No, but I...
If the village can make the effort to hold the flour and produce, those of us who can enter must all do our bit.
Yes, you're right.
I've got my gladioli and you'll have your ginger biscuits.
Yes, yes, I shall. I'll start now. But you'll have to taste them for me, though.
Of course.
I expect you knows the secret, don't you?
You must always twist a marrow off its stem.
Never cut it, that's right. Well, shall I go for it then, Mrs. Tregaron?
Yes.
Here we go. Ah! There! Oh, that came away beautiful.
Perfect.
Ah, I'll give it a wipe and a bit of a shine.
And I must choose my rose. Such a good year for roses. They may not have had the best start round here, but that cold spring kept the black spot at bay.
Silver linings, eh?
Well, it's a small thing, but it'll soon be time to plant Frieda's rose at the ball.
Yeah, it will.
Maybe next year, Bert, you'll be able to enter a spray from that.
Now, they're not long out of the oven. They're still warm.
I don't mind.
I'm a bit worried. I may have left them a fraction too long. There. See what you think.
Well, I think you've done it again, Chris.
As good as yesterday's?
Just the same.
Oh, good. I hardly dared hope.
But for goodness sake, put them somewhere safe to cool. And we must keep Bill out of the kitchen.
Yes, in case he's developed a taste for them. I'll leave them on the rack for now, as long as you'll be here.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere.
In that case, I'll go and get dressed. I'm all hot and bothered.
I'm not surprised.
I'm just so happy, though, and relieved.
So am I. Oh, you're back, are you? Oh, poor Bill, you missed your breakfast, haven't you, with all this? What were you thinking with those biscuits, you naughty boy?
Not bad, eh, Susan Carter? Gardener's is delight. The best tomato there is.
They may look all very fine.
The most reliable any road, in my view.
Just hope they've been properly washed. I'll keep mine well away, if you don't mind.
You do what you like. You can't beat proper well-rotted manure, wherever it comes
yes,
from.
Yes, yes, thank you, Joe. I've heard quite enough on that subject.
Ah, these your famous tomatoes, then, Joe?
Oh, you can see for yourself, Bert Fry. Got first prize written all over them.
If only that was all they've had all over them.
I've got high hopes for our marrow, Bert. I haven't seen one to rival it yet. You haven't entered a marrow, have you, Susan?
Oh, no. Beans, courgettes, carrots. Neil's been very busy.
And the kiddies have put a lot of things in.
Good. Catch them young. Yeah.
If you'll excuse me, I'm off to Brookfield for a wash and brush up.
Yes. They'll be throwing us out soon for the judging.
Right. See you later.
Hello. Where do I go for the cakes and bakes?
Oh, over in the far corner. Oh, these are your ginger biscuits, are they? Mm. Look pretty good.
Yes, good colour. Even finish.
I'll taste one if you like.
No, thank you, Joe. And you two are sounding like the judges already.
Well, I've entered ginger biscuits too.
And me. I'm afraid you may not have it all your own way, Chris.
Well done, Mrs. Woolley.
Yes, congratulations.
That's a great thing you done there.
Oh, no, not really.
Having to deal with that Hazel. Oh, I'd rather you than me.
Yes, she's too modest by half. Single-handedly saving the shop.
Now, Carol.
Oh, lap it up, enjoy it. It makes a change from your daughter being the local heroine.
Never misses a chance to bang the drum for save, though, does she, Jennifer? I'll give her that.
Yeah. Or rattle a bucket. She even asked me for me small change. A cheek of it. After all us Grundys have suffered, still are suffering.
Tying up at Grey Gables, you must be in clover.
Oh, it's amazing how the novelty wears off. If I asked to see that breakfast buffet again, oh, it makes you long to do your own slice of toast of a morning. I can tell you.
You do your own toast?
Now, you two. I'd have thought as you weren't rivals at the show this year, we might have had a bit of peace.
Sorry, Mrs. Woolley.
Yeah, oh, me and I. I could have done with catching that Hazel Woolley myself. I could have asked her just how much longer Keepers is going to take.
Maybe she's upgrading it as well as redecorating.
Ah, Joe. A jacuzzi, maybe.
Or a posh wine fridge like Jennifer's.
The cider store be more used to me. Yeah.
Oh, my, that's some marrow. I can see why they gave it a first. Well done.
Don't congratulate me. It's Bert who's done all the work.
My fertiliser's done all the work, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, what did he use, Bert?
Oh, no, I'm not telling. My lips are sealed.
His mysterious fertiliser. Same as I used on my tomatoes.
Oh,
I'd be banged.
Please, no.
Congratulations, Joe. They won you a first, anyway.
Oh, you wait till Anita Millingford goes down with E. coli. Then you'll know about it, Joe.
Just because yours was unplaced.
Let's go and have a look at the cakes and bakes, shall we, Susan? Not even a highly commended.
Never mind, Chris. There's always another year.
Overbaked. How could they be?
Well, you said yourself you might have left them too long.
Well, you tasted them. Did they seem overbaked to you?
No, but mine was straight from the oven before they'd had chance to harden up.
It's all right for you with a first for your gladioli.
Oh. Only because there were so few entries this year, I'm sure.
Hello. Commiserations, Chris.
Oh, yeah, bad luck.
Oh, thank you. Look, if you don't mind, I'm starting a headache. I'm going for some air. Oh, dear.
Overbaked was the least of it. From what I heard, the judge nearly broke a tooth.
I've seen a few long faces. Brian, for a start.
Not because of Jennifer's wildflower arrangement.
Well, you know how he feels about Adam's Meadow.
Oh, but it's gorgeous. gorgeous. No wonder he got first.
I think we should make it a permanent category, you know.
Yeah, why not?
How did you do with your other flower entries, Carol?
Well, I thought I had a good chance with my climbing rose, but there was a surprise entrant.
I thought you weren't entering nothing on your own account this year.
I wasn't going to. But then, with the roses doing so well despite everything.
Ah, well, it's a beauty, I'll give you that, Bert Fry.
I only put my name down at the last minute, and I didn't decide till this morning if I'd actually put anything in.
Ah, well, good for you. It wouldn't have been the same without you when they calls up the winners.
That's very decent of you, Joe.
Ah, well, she loved her roses, didn't she, your Frieda?
Oh, yeah.
Won a fair few prizes at the show herself down the years, eh? Cakes, preserves, pickles.
She did.
You can't beat the love of a good woman.
No.
Especially one who can cook.
Oh, look. Chris has left her biscuits.
Oh, I'm going to have to bid for them, aren't I, at the end?
Oh, Peggy, don't you think that's taking loyalty a bit too far?
What else can I do?
Well, I'm not putting my seed cake into the auction. I shall give it to Bert as he likes it so much.
And to show there's no hard feelings about his rose.
Oh, none at all. His was the best by far. Anyway, excuse me. I'm going to give him this cake before he disappears.
Of course.
Peggy?
Oh, hello, Susan. Are the children pleased with their results?
Oh, yes, very. But look, what it is... Well, I wanted to apologise.
Whatever for?
For what I said to you about the shop... I never should have sounded off like that.
Oh, Susan, don't be silly.
No, really. I'm sorry. And for putting up that poster at Bridge Farm.
Nonsense. If anything, you made me steel myself to tackle Hazel again. And this time it worked. So thank you. You should take the credit, really.
Oh, no, I'm sure that's not... Oh, it's very good of you to see like that. Look, Peggy... Have these.
Oh, no, I couldn't possibly...
My gingers. They only got a second, but they're quite nice, really.
But surely you should take them home.
Oh, no, the family said they're sick of them with all my tryouts. I'd like you to have them. Go on.
Thank you. Lovely.
Well, he went into school happily enough.
Yeah. Didn't you think when we first got there he was a bit...
No, I didn't. Honestly, darling, Henry's settling in fine. You can't have expected no problems to start with.
Well, I suppose I thought since he'd been going to nursery...
Well, proper school's quite different. Rules, uniform, different expectations.
Yeah, I know. At least he hasn't had any more accidents.
And I'm sure he won't have. Henry's doing fine. Once he's mined by adoption, he'll feel that bit more secure. I'll have to look into how we go about it.
Well, I will, too.
There's no point in us both doing it. I'm the one with the time.
Yeah, I suppose you are.
And since I have, I've got a suggestion.
Oh?
I want you to have a proper night off every week. We can make it our date night.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. You're working your socks off. I've got time on my hands, so... Either we go out, I'll book somewhere, or we stay in and I'll cook.
Oh, well, that sounds...
Either way... Your mum can have Henry, so it's just the two of us.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't want him staying out overnight in case he does wet the bed again.
Well, we've just said he seems to be over that.
I know, but it might unsettle him. No, he needs to be in his own bed.
Okay. I don't want you worrying. That's not the idea at all.
Thank you.
So your mum can babysit at ours, or if we stay in, we'll get Henry to bed nice and early so we can enjoy our evening. How about that?
Well, it's very sweet of you, but I don't feel I need it, Rob.
So you don't want to spend time with me?
Don't be silly. Of course I do. Of course. But I see you in the day now, which is lovely. We have lots of time together. It's a lovely idea, but if we want to make Henry feel secure, why don't we go out more as a family?
That's a good point. Let's do that. The main thing is, darling, it'll be a night off for you.
So about 2-ish on Friday, Mum. Is that okay?
If you're busy, Elizabeth, you don't have to come for me at all. I'm quite capable.
Mum, don't be silly. I wouldn't dream of it.
But with the wine harvest on top of everything else...
It's nothing I haven't coped with before.
I honestly won't have that much to bring with me on Friday. You've taken most of it already.
Look, 2 o'clock Friday, no more arguments, all right?
Ooh. Is this what it's going to be like? Me being told what to do?
That'll be a first.
What'll be a first?
Mum doing as she's told.
Oh, I'm making no comment. Oh, coffee, great.
I'll get you a cup.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
How's Ruth?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. She sends her love.
Here you are, love.
Thank you, Mum.
Has the estate agent been round to take the pictures?
Yeah, he arrived when we were on the phone, actually. That's why she had to go.
So Heather's house is going on the market?
Yeah, at last. Ruth spent most of the last few weeks chucking stuff out and taking it to the charity shop. Mountains of it.
But it's pretty much all cleared now and freshly painted, so...
Mm-hmm. And so... Oh, poor Ruth. What a grim business.
Yep. I wish I could have been there to help. I mean, not just with the heavy lifting. I mean, but the... Mm.
Well, a house can hold so many memories.
Yes, of course.
Anyway, if you will excuse me, I'm going to pick some beans for later.
Well, I must get going too. So I'll see you on Friday, Mum.
Yes, fine, darling. Mm-hmm. Bye.
See you, Mum.
I'm not going to lock her in the attic, David. It's not going to be such a hardship, Mum, living with me.
Oh, I know that. I didn't mean... I mean... I just feel so guilty. This is so difficult for her. You know, if she were moving straight from Glebe, maybe it wouldn't be so bad, but asking her to leave Brookfield again...
It's no good going over and over it. It's how it's got to be. Look, I wanted to talk to you. I've had an idea.
Yeah, what about?
About Mum's birthday. It's only a couple of weeks away. Why don't I throw her a party?
Come on, you know what she said about family get-togethers after the last disaster.
Yeah, never again. But that was only ones that she tried to organise, surely. I mean, she can't have a problem if I arrange everything.
Maybe not.
And you and Kenton have finally made up, so... Well, I'd like to, David, I really would. She will be 85, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. We should mark it. OK. Thanks. That'd be great, if you're happy to.
I must have made a mistake. I think I bought gannets, not goslings.
What?
The amount of feed they get through.
We've got more pellets on order.
Oh, good. What's up with your phone?
Nothing.
Oh, come on, Rex. Got a hot date?
No. I heard it buzz. I thought it might have been Elizabeth, but it's just another text about PPI.
Why might you hear from Elizabeth?
You know, Pip and I went to pitch to her.
Yeah, it was only last week. Give her time.
We haven't got time, Toby. Riedel's have cut us back to one restaurant.
Oh, I'm not sure they're the right profile for us anyway.
What?
We're more upmarket than Riedel's.
Well, I'm not telling them we've changed our minds. Not when they're the only buyer we've got.
Don't talk rubbish. What about everyone we met at the food fair at the weekend?
Well, what about them? We didn't get any firm orders, did we? Or even the promise of any firm orders.
That's not what these things are for. They're just a shop window. People come, take a look, compare what's on offer, mull things over.
Yeah, and forget all about us.
Oh, God, what was your degree in again? Advanced pessimism?
I'm talking realism here. We had to fork out for a stand at the food fair, get more leaflets done, get a banner printed. All that money going out, not a sniff of any coming in.
Will you stop being on such a downer? I know what you need.
Yeah, a nice fat order book for our geese.
Wrong. You need a nice strong cup of coffee.
Oh, we haven't got time to sit around drinking coffee.
No?
No. There's the bedding to change. It's time we muck the shed out properly.
There's plenty of time for that. Come on. We deserve a break. I've brought croissant.
Bob, coffee time.
Oh, brilliant.
And biscuits. Two sorts.
Oh.
A present from Gran from the Flower and Produce.
Fantastic. What's the choice?
Well, there's ginger and ginger. Long story.
Oh, I'll have one in a minute. Need a drink first.
Here you go.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Gran's off to Grey Gables tomorrow, she was telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch with Carol, her friend Hester, Auntie Chris and Auntie Jill.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, I see you've got Johnny hard at work.
Oh, rubbing down a few window frames. It's a day off for him.
You look really smart.
Oh, that's a general idea.
You're right, though. The window frames on the workshop were a disgrace, and the doors. Same with the barn.
Well, if we're investing all this time, effort and money in a new shop, the surroundings matter too. The approach when people come into the yard, first impressions count.
Hmm. Well, maybe we could have some window boxes or tubs.
Well, we don't want too much clutter. Still need to be able to get the tractor in and out.
That's true.
No, that's why I'm putting the livestock pen in the corner here, near where the cafe's going to be.
A livestock pen?
Yes. Well, what do you think I was banging this post in for, so people can hitch their horses?
What livestock pen?
Oh, come on, we talked about it at the weekend.
I don't think we did.
Darling, I distinctly remember I said I was going to get Johnny to do some painting.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I was going to make a pen. Yeah, we can put the odd calf or a bunch of piglets in to keep the children happy while Mum and Dad are spending a fortune in the shop.
Rob, I really don't think you mentioned it.
Helen.
Do Mum and Dad and Tom know about this?
Of course.
Well, I don't know. Did you tell me?
This is what I've been trying to make you see. You may not recognise it, darling, but you've been working flat out. And all the worry about Henry...
I suppose it must have slipped my mind.
Yeah. This is why you need a night off, so you can relax.
Maybe.
So, when's it to be? Tonight? Tomorrow?
Oh, no, not this early in the week. How about Thursday? We'll go out with Henry.
Deal. The sooner we can restore that post-honeymoon glow, the better.
So next year, she's going back to what she knows.
What, scones?
Yes.
Oh, poor Auntie Chris.
Yeah, poor Judge. From what I heard, we could have used those biscuits as hardcore for the new track. Which you see before you.
Ooh, yes, very nice.
Is that all you can say?
Well, cow tracks aren't exactly my area of expertise, I'm afraid. Mm.
Fair enough.
The point is, Elizabeth, it was all Pip's own work.
Well, she didn't lay it herself.
Well, pretty much. As well as doing all the planning and ordering the materials and so on.
Good for her.
Yeah. Yes, she really threw herself into it, didn't she, David?
Yeah, she did. She should be proud of herself.
Great. And the point of it is?
Is that it will be much more efficient, because the cows won't be walking over the paddocks that they've already grazed, see? When we move them on.
Oh. Which will mean a lot less poaching and compaction.
Yeah.
So the paddocks will grow more grass, higher output, more milk.
Yes, yeah, right.
Gosh, Mum.
Well, don't look at me like that. It's amazing what you can pick up while you're making the odd pot of tea in the background.
Hmm. You want this last one, Rex?
You go ahead.
Sure? You don't want to wrestle for it?
No.
Or I'll cut and you'll choose.
No, thanks, Toby. You eat it.
If you insist. Well, I ought to carb up anyway. I got training tonight.
Lucky you.
Oh, sorry. Hey, you'll come down the bull for the England-Wales game on Saturday, though, won't you?
Obviously.
Great.
So, you don't think I should phone her?
That depends who we're talking about.
Why, Elizabeth, who else?
Oh, not... Look, no wonder you have no luck with women. Talk about looking desperate.
Well, how long do I leave it?
You don't call her before the end of the week. No way.
What are we supposed to do in the meantime?
We sort out the contacts we made at the food fair. All those cards we took. Divvy up who's phoning who.
Oh, you're going to do some phone bashing. Hmm. Well, who do you want to take? Butchers, pubs or the contract caterers?
Oh, we don't have to be that scientific about it, do we?
Well, it makes sense. Then we could have a standard spiel according to who we're talking to.
I'm not going to read off a script. What you like?
Oh, it's all right for you. You can blag for England. I need to think out what I'm going to say.
I remember this now with you. Exam time, swatting, the lists everywhere. Kings of England, dates,
yeah,
equations.
Yeah, yeah, while you were lying on your bed listening to Britney Spears or...
Please. Anyway, now we've got that sorted.
Where are you going?
I'm going to see Max.
What, about the website? Can't he just whack stuff over?
I could, but it's much better if one of us shows our face from time to time. PR doesn't just work one way, you know?
If you say so... Oh, I get it. Well, he's got that new girl working there now, hasn't he? What's her name? Gabrielle?
Gabriella.
Gabriella, right. Well, looks like I'm mucking out this shed on my own, then.
Well, give Pip a call. She'll help.
No, she's hauling potatoes today.
Oh, yeah, she did say.
Oh, well, you'll manage.
I'll have to.
And by the way, there is one very important goose-buying contact I am going to pursue.
Oh, yeah?
Tomorrow. And I'm pretty confident I'll get an order.
Well, who is it?
Wait and see. Watch and learn.
I'm sorry, Carol, maybe it's me, but I know we're having lunch here.
That's right, Hester.
But what's this about a tea dance? When are we going to that?
Oh, later, maybe. They happen to be having a tea dance at Grey Gables today.
Oh, I see. This is Grey Gables?
Yes. Always has been, as long as I've known it.
It's a lovely building. When did it become a hotel?
Before I came to the village.
It was Grey Gables Hotel and Country Club in those days.
Very swanky.
Where we are now was the cocktail bar, with a pianist in tails. Do you remember, Jill?
And Reggie Trentham mixing the martinis. They were lethal.
Those were the days.
Absolutely. Why don't we revive them? Let's kick off with a cocktail when the others get here.
Others?
Peggy and Christine.
Well, you know, Hester, they came for tea on Friday.
Oh, I met so many people. For such a small place, there's an awful lot of names and faces.
I know.
Where the others come, I'll just go to the ladies.
No, it's through reception there. The corridor on the left.
Right.
No, left. Oh, did she mean... She's got me going now.
It's quite hard work, isn't it?
She never used to be like this. Sharp as a tack when I knew her in Bristol.
Shame.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Oh.
I hope we're not late.
Not late at all, Peggy. Only we may have lost Hester now.
I think this is the most delicious meal I've ever eaten.
Lovely. And the wine was a brilliant choice, Carol. Oh.
I feel quite squiffy after that cocktail as well. I'm not sure about driving.
Oh, live dangerously for once, Chris. We can call a taxi.
You all right, Carol?
Yes, it's just I seem to have lost an earring.
Oh, no.
Can't see it here.
No, I have a feeling it came off as I was getting out of the car. I'll go and have a look. I feel quite naked without it.
truly delicious. They're lucky to have a chef as good as... Ian, is it?
Well, sweet of him to come and say hello.
Oh, we've always been lucky with our chefs at Grey Gables.
Lucky? You're talking about the same Jean-Paul that I remember?
Well, he could be a little temperamental.
Oh, come on. He gave poor Jack a really hard time.
Jack?
Peggy's late husband. He owned Grey Gables for years.
Oh, no. That's not right. Peggy's husband, he worked for Carol. At the market garden. She showed me a photograph of him up a ladder.
No, you're getting confused, Hester.
Easily done.
There were two Jacks, you see.
Two. Both Peggy's husbands were called Jack.
Oh, I see. Well, that's not very helpful to a visitor, Peggy, if I may say.
I know. I'm sorry. But they were very different characters.
So, how are you finding life on your own, Hester?
Oh, well, you know, it's not the same.
No.
When you lose someone, it leaves a big gap.
We do understand. We're all in the same position. Mm. Just a bit further down the road.
Carol is too, but then that was different with John.
Well, yes, I suppose. They had been living apart for quite a while.
But she came back to nurse him, didn't she, devotedly?
Yes, she did. And of course she killed him.
What? No. No, he died in her arms, surely.
On the way to hospital.
What's she talking about? I thought John died at home.
I've never liked to ask.
Found it.
Oh,
as I thought, on the floor of the car. Is everything all right?
Oh, yes, I think so. Are we having pudding?
I jolly well hope so.
I can recommend Ian's sorbets.
Afternoon, ladies.
Toby. Oh, hello.
Toby.
I don't think you've met my friend Hester, who's visiting.
How do you do?
Hello.
You're a bit late for lunch, aren't you?
Oh, I'm not here to eat. I'm here on a mission, a sales mission. I want goose on the Grey Gables Christmas menu.
Goose?
That's right. My brother and I have just set up in business rearing them. Thanks to Mrs. Archer's son, actually.
It's funny, isn't it? We always used to have goose at this time of year at Michaelmas.
Really? Oh, don't say we've missed the boat.
I knew someone who died through eating Michaelmas goose. Oh, who was it? How did it happen? If only I could remember.
It probably never really happened at all, Hester. She's a great fan of murder mysteries.
Yes, I am.
You absolutely love Inspector Morse, don't you?
Oh, John, yes. Lovely man. Such a loss.
John Thor, you mean?
Right. Well, if you'll excuse me, Ian's expecting me.
Well, good luck.
Thanks. Nice to meet you, Hester.
You too.
How strange. A fair brother at Grey Gables on this of all days. 60 years. 60. Since Grace died, with so much to live for.
Grace died? Who's Grace?
Oh, excuse me. Could I see the wine list, please?
This is very extravagant, Carol.
Oh, rubbish. You're my dear friend, and I don't see that much of you. No. To Hester.
To
Hester.
Happy holidays.
Welcome to Ambridge.
Oh, and can we? I really think we should. To Grace.
To Grace.
Grace.
Well, we've all lost someone. So to everyone we've loved and lost. To absent friends.
Absent friends. Oh, but we mustn't get maudlin. One more toast, I think.
Another?
Yes, to you, Jill, or for you. To the future and what it holds for us, whatever it may be.
Well, Jill knows, living at Lower Loxley. And I hope you'll be as happy there as I am at the lodge.
Yes. New beginnings, Jill.
Well, more moving on.
Moving on. The tea dance. It's starting. Oh, doesn't it take you back?
Well, I'm not much of a one for dwelling in the past, to be honest.
Francis and I met on the dance floor. He was a wonderful dancer.
You must have made a very handsome couple.
Oh, they were. Now, what are Peggy and Chris doing with that tea they promised? They must be picking it. I'll go and chase them up. Shan't be long.
Maybe Carol's got the right idea, you know.
Not dwelling in the past.
Yes. The trouble is that the older you get, the more past there is to dwell in.
And the more ghosts there are.
Yes. And not always the ones you want to come back, either.
Francis had been married before, very young. His wife died too.
Really?
So I do know what it's like, Jill. Feeling somehow second to best.
It's silly, though, isn't it?
It's absurd. It's not as if they chose the other person over you because you didn't even know them at the time.
No.
But just knowing that they'd loved someone else, done the same things together, maybe shared the same little gestures, jokes, intimacies, well...
That's it, exactly. And everyone will keep going on about her. And there are reminders everywhere in the village. There's even a window in the church.
I can imagine. But you're doing yourself down, Jill. You gave your husband far more than Grace ever did. 4 children for a start. A long and happy marriage.
I know.
How can you possibly feel that you were second best?
Perhaps I always have. I lost my parents, you see, very young. An aunt brought me up, not very willingly, not very warmly. I never felt...
loved?
Not that exactly. I could remember what that felt like from my parents. It was more that I never felt special.
Until you met Phil.
That's right.
That's the great divide in life, isn't it? Whether you're lucky enough to meet someone who loves you who doesn't have to, who simply loves you for what you are.
I do miss him. Oh, I'm sorry, Hester. Talking to you like this when you've only just lost your husband.
Don't be silly. Sometimes it's easier to talk to a stranger.
Yes. It's having to move, you see. Back at Brookfield, well, I felt as if I was a bit special again. But now... Oh, look, this is no good.
Jill, you are special. Truly.
I can tell. And I do somehow feel that things will work out for you. You're going to be just fine.
We were thinking some kind of recipe competition online. I've been doing a bit of research. I mean, with Goose, it's all about the stuffing, yeah? Like, forcemeat, cranberry and apple? Pork, pear and sage? Or, oh, this is good, with prunes in brandy?
With respect, that's all very fine, but that's not my style.
Ah.
Look, so no recipe competition, thank you, and you can leave the stuffing to me.
Is that a yes?
Go on then, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Hold on, there's one condition.
Anything.
I want an exclusive, all right? Your geese won't feature on any menus anywhere within a 10-mile radius.
Done.
You sure?
Absolutely. Shake on it.
Hasn't it been a lovely day?
Lovely. Carol planned it all so well.
She did. I have enjoyed it. Except, well, I think the only jarring note was that extraordinary thing Hester said at lunch.
About Carol and John?
Yes. She can't have meant... I mean, I know they had their differences, but surely they were reconciled at the end.
That's what I always thought.
Carol killed him? Oh, it's just not possible.
No.
Hester's obviously in the first stages of some kind of memory loss. It's very sad.
She does seem quite easily confused.
Oh, it's a bit more than that, Jill. I remember how it was with Jack. He'd make these wild claims, sometimes accusations even.
Yes.
And the conversation would veer all over the place, just like with Hester.
I know.
She's in a complete muddle. I asked Carol. It was Hester's husband who died on the way to hospital, not John.
Right. On the other hand, I had a perfectly lucid conversation with her while you were getting our tea. She was talking a lot of sense.
You're not saying you believe her about Carol. Oh, I really don't think...
Come on, you two.
Carol!
You're taking a long time over your beautifying. Or are you plotting something?
I knew it. I knew there was something fishy about it.
What on earth are you talking about?
And now I know for sure. Carol did do away with John.
What?
Well, you just said so, Mum. What Hester told
you... Oh, you're surely not giving any credence to what that poor woman says.
Why ever not?
Because she's clearly deeply confused. I only told you to show you just how bad she is.
Confused? No, I don't think so.
She is. In fact, I think she's got even worse in the few days she's been here.
Yes, because Carol's probably been putting something in her tea.
Oh, Jennifer, I've never heard anything so ridiculous.
I'm telling you, Mum.
No, stop it. That's quite enough. Apart from the fact that Hester's obviously in the first stages of some kind of dementia, she's just lost her own husband. We'd all had a bit to drink. Plus, for all we know, she was talking about Inspector Morse.
What? Now, I'm confused. What?
She's a big fan, apparently. In fact, she loves all kinds of murder mysteries.
Oh.
She was probably mixing it up with something she'd read or seen on television.
And I suppose it was Carol who offered you that piece of information?
Well, yes, it was, actually.
See?
But Hester confirmed it.
Oh, no wonder Carol kept Hester well away from me on Sunday.
What?
Well, you know I wanted to meet her, but Carol made absolutely sure that she never came anywhere near the safe store.
Oh, for goodness sake, Jennifer. Can we please change the subject? I wish I'd never mentioned it.
Yes, 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 of course. What time are you playing bridge?
Oh, Carol's asked us for 2 o'clock.
Ah, right. So if I collect you about 1:45...
No, I don't need a lift, thank you. Lillian's doing it.
Oh, no, that's so silly. She doesn't want to have to rush back from her little holiday.
No, it's fine. We arranged it before she and Kate went away.
Maybe, but that's not the point of a holistic retreat, is it? To rush back and throw yourself straight into things. I can easily do it.
Ready for the culture to go in now, Mum?
Yes, please, Helen.
Right. There you go.
Thanks.
Good. We start on the fruit now the plane's underway.
Okay. Mum, can I ask you, how would you feel if...
What?
Rob's talking about wanting to adopt Henry.
Oh, Helen, how lovely.
Do you think so?
Yes, of course. Don't you?
Yes, of course I do. I was just worried. Well, not worried, but wondering how you and Dad might feel if he's not an archer anymore.
Well, it's very sweet of you to think of us, love, but if I can get my head round you taking Rob's name, surely it makes sense for Henry to have his name as well.
I suppose so, yes.
Oh. And this came from Rob? Was his idea?
Completely out of the blue last week.
Well, I wouldn't say out of the blue exactly, love. He clearly adores Henry. And it's mutual.
Yes, I know.
I think it's lovely that Rob wants to do it. It's very touching.
Right. Well, if you're okay with it.
Of course I am. Whatever he's called, he's still our Henry, isn't he?
Yes.
I mean, look how well Alistair adopting Daniel's worked out for him and Shula.
Yeah.
They're a really solid unit, the three of them.
I'm just going to go out to get a breath of fresh air, Mum.
Helen, are you all right?
Yes, fine.
Ah, thanks for getting back to me. You took your time.
You don't understand, Jenny.
Lillian, I have been leaving you messages all morning.
We're not allowed our phones. Radiation, don't you know?
Oh, radiation?
They insist you leave them at reception, locked away. I've had to bribe a gardener to sneak in and get mine so I could check my AmSide email.
Oh, goodness. What is this place that Kate's found?
Oh, I haven't got time to go into it. I've only got 5 minutes before my ear candling.
Yeah, I haven't got long either. Now, the main thing is, as I said in the messages, you have not got to rush back to give Mum a lift this afternoon.
I don't mind, honestly.
No, it's silly.
Kate always knew I was leaving at lunchtime, if you can call it that.
Is she enjoying herself?
She's in her element, planning to stay at least until the weekend. So look, I can collect Mum, no trouble.
No, Lillian, don't bother. She's expecting me now.
Oh, why did you have to go interfering? Mum and I set this up before I left.
Well, it's done now. You don't have to rush back, end of story.
So you keep saying.
Anyway, I must go. I've got to get Brian's lunch.
You feeling better now, love?
There's nothing wrong with me, Mum. It was just a bit stuffy in the dairy all of a sudden.
I always think it's nice and cool in there. There's your tea.
Oh, thanks.
Hummus and carrot, you said, for your sandwich?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I think I'll have the same.
Oh, it's going to take quite a while.
No, it won't take me a minute to grate some carrot.
Not lunch, adoption.
Does it?
Yeah. It says here you've got to give notice to the local authority. They do welfare checks, maybe even a PNC check.
Well, I'm not going to find anything incriminating on Rob, are they?
No. I wonder if they contact the CMS, though.
Oh, yes, all that nonsense Jess put him through. Put you both through.
And only then, when they're satisfied, you go to court.
Worth the wait, though, love.
Yes.
They've got to be sure it's in the child's best interests, of course. As if there's any doubt in your case.
Oh, no.
You should have heard Rob just now.
Oh?
With that woman from the barn conversions.
Oh, her.
Yeah. Going on about deliveries for the new shop and extra traffic on the lane.
Oh, how ridiculous. Won't be any different from having the village shop here. We have deliveries for that.
Which is exactly what Rob said. But it was how he said it. Just so charming and tactful. She was practically purring by the end of it.
He can be very persuasive.
Oh, I've heard so much about you. I just had to pop in and say hello. I'd hoped we'd catch up at the flower and produce show, but...
Oh, it's very nice to meet you, Jennifer. I've heard a lot about you, too.
Oh, dear, have you? Well, I hope you're enjoying yourself in Ambridge anyway, Hester.
I am, very much. It's the first time I've been away on my own since Francis died.
Yes, I'm so sorry to hear about your husband. He had cancer, I think.
Yes. I'm afraid it was a very slow decline.
Oh, very difficult for you.
It was. It was horrible to see.
I'm sure. And, of course, Carol went through much the same with John.
Oh, yes, that was terrible too.
Though I gather the end for John was... it was quite sudden.
Mm. I used to go and sit with him, you know, so she could go out.
Oh, that was good of you.
I remember one day he was asleep when I got there, but then he woke up and when he saw me, sort of grabbed my hand. Oh, dear, it was awful. He was going on about being frightened.
Frightened? Well, of what? Of whom?
Well, of dying, I suppose. Oh. It's a terrible thing to witness, but how much worse to be the one lying there, knowing it's going to happen, but having no control over exactly how or when. I wish I'd had Carol's courage.
How do you mean?
Well, the courage to...
Now, come along, Hester. We're all set up. The cards are on the table.
That's it. Cards on the table.
What's this?
What I was trying to remember, of course.
I'm sorry.
Cards on the table. Agatha Christie. Murder with the Michaelmas Goose.
Do you see what I mean, Jennifer?
Are you talking about yesterday at lunch?
Yes.
But, Hester, surely, Cards on the Table, that's the book where Mr. Shaitan is murdered not at dinner, but while the others are playing bridge.
Yes, because he knows murder's been committed.
But, Mr. Shaitan is murdered with a dagger, Hester. There's not a goose in sight.
No, I'm not talking about Agatha's plot. It's Ariadne's.
Oh, now you've completely lost me.
Ariadne Oliver. The character who's a crime writer. She's a sort of ironic version of Dame Agatha herself, really.
Oh, I remember her now.
And she complains about how difficult writing is because in the murder story she's doing, her detective, who's a Finn, if I remember rightly, has just done some very smart deduction with a dish of French beans and then detected a deadly poison in the stuffing of the Michaelmas goose, at which point... Poor Ariadne realised that French beans are over by Michaelmas. Well, they were in those days. Obviously, you can get them all year round now.
Right. Well, I'm glad we got that sorted out. Now, once Jim gets here, who's partnering whom?
I don't believe it. I come back from 3 days away, 3 days of fasting and abstinence and whale music and 15 different types of yoga.
You look wonderful, Lillian. Rejuvenated.
Oh, I don't feel it. I've got a crashing headache. I have had for days.
Oh, that's because your system's been getting rid of the toxins, so putting them straight back in with gin and cigarettes isn't the answer, you know.
Yeah, well, it is for me. I'm not knocking it. This detoxing business may work for some people, but it's not my cup of probiotic.
Perhaps I'll go with Kate next time.
Mm. Yeah, I think you should, Jenny. You definitely need a rest the way your mind's been working overtime.
But, Lillian, don't you see what Hester said about Carol and John? It must be true.
Give me strength.
Well, explain this, then. Carol's been telling everybody that Hester's confused and doesn't know what day of the week it is, but I've checked my copy of Cards on the Table, and you can see, look here, Hester's remembered every detail about the Michaelmas Goose, practically word for word.
So?
There's nothing wrong with her memory at all. So why shouldn't what she said about Carol killing John be perfectly accurate and true?
Do you know what? Frankly, Jenny, I am beyond caring. So what if she did?
Oh, I can't believe that's your attitude.
No? Okay, look, let's, for a single second, go along with your wild theories. Carol upped his morphine somehow, or put a pillow over his head.
Oh.
Well, that is what you're saying. So she hurried him along a bit. John was dying anyway.
Lillian, it's illegal. I mean, call it what you like, mercy killing or assisted suicide. It's taking away a life. It's called murder.
You won't let it drop, will you? What do you want? Carol in the dock? Some people might say it was compassionate.
I disagree.
No. Look, stop this now.
No, I won't. I'll get to the bottom of this if it...
What? Kills you?
Linda's working.
And Oliver's away, of course, so we're missing him from the village hall committee.
Have you heard anything from them, Shula? Oliver and Caroline, I mean.
Since they got to Italy, yes, lots.
Oh, good.
Well, it's not really, Neil.
Oh, dear. Well, is where they're staying not up to expectations?
No, quite the opposite. It's gorgeous.
Oh, so what's the problem, then?
The problem's me. Caroline will keep sending these beautiful pictures of the villa and the pool and the vineyard and the carafe of wine and plate of prosciutto and figs they're about to have for lunch. And I'm stuck here mucking out loose boxes.
I see. Well, I'm sorry about that, but I'm glad they got there, okay. Roy was starting to wonder.
Was he?
Yeah, I think he thought Caroline would have been in touch by now, checking up on things.
Oh, that's not the idea. The whole point of them going was to get away from it all completely.
Yeah, well, I know people say that, but when you run a business...
Well, yes, that's true. And I know Caroline sometimes found it hard to let go in the past. But they've got a brilliant team now in Roy and Kathy. Mm. They really can leave everything up to them and just walk away.
Yeah, I know Roy's delighted to have the extra responsibility again.
Mm, Caroline trusts him. She's even left him and Kathy to appoint the new health club manager, I gather.
Yeah. There's a bit of a surprise there, actually. Now all the applications are in.
Uh-huh.
Mm. You'll never guess who's put in for it.
Well, go on.
Kirsty.
Really?
Yeah, Roy told me on the quiet, so don't go saying anything, will you?
No, of course not.
I haven't even told Susan. Oh, evening, Eddie.
How do?
Hi, Eddie.
Here. What, the hot gossip? Hmm? You'll never guess what I overheard Kathy telling Linda on the QT.
Oh.
That health club manager job. Kirsty Miller's only gone and applied.
Evening.
Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Well, well, hot news from the shop. Hmm? Sabrina was telling
Kirsty,
me...
Kirsty, health club manager's job. We know.
Oh.
So much for discretion, Neil.
Go on, Henry, you can do it.
Will he be all right, Rob? I'm not sure he's ready for the monkey bars at that height.
Well, if he doesn't try, darling, he's never going to be, is he?
Well, what if he falls off?
I'll grab him before he hits the ground. Even if he does, there's about 3 inches of bark chippings here.
Watch me, what?
Be very careful, Henry.
Are you watching?
Yes, we're watching. Off you go. Yeah, see, he's doing fine. Go on, Henry. Go on, nearly there. There! Well done!
I did it!
Well done, darling!
Very good. Now, what's next? Are you going to go on the slide?
Yes.
See? What did I tell you?
Yes, all right.
You mustn't mollycoddle him.
I know.
He's really quite athletic.
Well, thanks to you, all that running about, work on his ball skills too, working him as hard as Johnny.
Well, it'll be a while before Henry's in the team, but... We're counting on plenty of Johnny's deadly swing bowling at the weekend.
Final match of the season. It would be against Darrington.
Yeah, can't wait.
Nor can Tom, or any of us. Ambridge are going to knock them out of the park. Is that the right expression?
Well, it's the right idea anyway, darling. Look, time's getting on. Henry's quite happy. Should we go and find a table and order some food?
Yeah, let's. But one where we can still see him.
It's hamstring trouble, then, is it?
Yes. He's so frustrated, but there's no way he can play cricket.
Oh, so Adam's going to have to step in as captain again, is he?
Yes. And Alistair will have to watch from the boundary.
Him and the rest of the village. We'll all be there. Our William's ready to lay one on him.
Good. With all these promising youngsters as well, Alistair thinks we've a good chance.
Good evening, everyone. Oh. If I could have a bit of hustling...
Oh, I'd best get back to Dad and Clary.
Yes, see you, Eddie.
Now, thank you all for coming to discuss a matter I know lots of people feel strongly about, and that's the future of our village hall. Now, for anyone who's been living in a cave recently, the issue is whether to accept an offer to demolish and rebuild the existing hall, financed principally by Mr. Justin Elliott. In fact, I'd better correct myself before someone else does. Not just to rebuild the hall, but to extend and improve it to include all new modern facilities.
Excuse me, Neil, but hadn't we also better mention the rider? But henceforward, we'd have to call it the Justin Elliott Hall.
I was just coming to that.
Well, I say no.
Well, all right, let's open it up to the floor straight away.
I'm with them that doesn't want to see our old hall go. That building's been here for over 100 years. Like lots of people in this village, I've had some great evenings in that.
Yeah, me too.
Harvest suppers, village hops, Christmas shows. We can't let it disappear.
Thank you, Eddie. Thank you. Look, I realise a lot of people have got an attachment to the old hall, but there are also, and the parish council's had letters and emails about this from people who can't be here tonight, there are plenty of folk who think we'd be mad to look a gift horse in the mouth when Mr. Elliot's giving us the offer of bigger, better, state-of-the-art facilities.
Well, that's all very well, Neil, but what I'd like to know is what's in it for him?
Yes, Justin Elliot doesn't do anything without a reason.
Quite. Those of us who've had dealings with him and his associates over the road scheme view him with considerable suspicion.
Hear, hear.
Suspicion? It's him and his old blooming road scheme that caused the village to flood and put the hall out of action and made half the village homeless in the first place.
Look, you can't go around saying stuff like that.
Preliminary drilling and that?
Eddie, no. That's just plain wrong.
Wasn't it, Jim?
Well, not quite. Though, the flood assessment report, which Save commissioned, seemed to suggest that further work might seriously affect the water table.
Look, we're getting off the point.
Well, not really, Neil. Surely the issue is whether what Justin Elliott's offering us is dirty money, and whether, as a village, we want to accept that.
Let alone what further strings might be attached to it.
Okay, so
I, for one, don't think we should be seduced into accepting.
Me neither.
Well, that's all very well, but we know the insurance money will only cover the cost of repair. It's not enough to extend the old hall or to improve the facilities.
Yes, but there's another way we can do that. Yeah. Take a look. What is it? Can everyone see?
What's he got there?
It's a photograph.
I must say, it's a bit more complicated than I first thought.
Yes, I did a quick search online. That's what I realised too.
Yeah, for me to legally adopt Henry could take as much as 6 months. All these background checks they do. Oh,
they've got to be sure, haven't they, for the sake of the child?
No, yeah, no, absolutely. I don't have a problem with it, but it's so frustrating.
There's no great hurry, though, is there, Rob?
And you want me to be Henry's legal father?
Yes, of course I do. I only meant...
You had me worried for a minute.
Silly.
Yeah, only teasing. There is one bit of good news, though.
What's that?
Well, while I was searching, I came across this other thing. A step-parent parental responsibility order.
Never heard of it.
No, neither had I, but it's brilliant. Basically, it covers, how do they put it? All the rights, duties and obligations that a parent has with regard to the child's upbringing.
Like what? What sort of thing?
Well, like choosing what school a child goes to, or maybe even giving medical consent for an operation or something. And obviously we hope that'll never happen, but really, a lot of it's just formalising my right to make the decisions we'd make together anyway. Or have made. School, for instance. We're both happy with Loxley Barrett, aren't we?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, apparently it's quite common these days for step-parents to have parental responsibility for their stepchildren if the birth father doesn't object. Of course, in your case, there's no one to object.
No.
The best thing about it is we wouldn't even have to go in and see a judge.
Really?
No, we just pitch up at the court office with our passports and Henry's birth certificate, sign the relevant form, it all gets sent off to London, they register it and stamp it or seal it or whatever, and bingo. Within weeks, I'll have full parental responsibility for Henry. How about that?
Steak to Jane.
Oh, I think that's our food. Hello, over here, please. Good, eh? Henry! Henry, food's here! Oh, thank you. This looks great.
Excuse me. I feel a bit... I'm just going to the loo.
You must remember.
Eddie, there's nothing to remember. I've never heard of the woman.
You must have, Jim. Annika Rice.
Long blonde hair, beach buggy, catsuit.
Catsuit?
Yes, she was all over the television at one time.
What time are we talking about exactly?
Yeah, 1993 she came to Ambridge. She put the date on when she signed her photo for me, see?
1993. Oh, yes. I was deep in my research on the Antonine Wall.
You what?
More specifically, the repairs of Septimius Severus.
Right up Annika Street, that. Repairs, see, Jim, and renovation. And getting things off the ground. That's what Annika's show was all about.
Yeah, she helped us renovate the village hall. That's when we did the curtains, actually. Does that mean they'd be over 20 years old?
If I could call the meeting to order again, please.
Oh, I'll get back to me, Siege.
So, Eddie, perhaps you'd like to explain to the meeting what the photograph's all about and what exactly you've got in mind.
With pleasure, Mr. Chairman. When Annika came to the village, she got us doing up the village hall by ourselves. And I say we can do the same again. Repair it and improve it at the same time.
By ourselves? Well, I'm not sure about that.
It's a thought, Neil.
I don't know. I'm all for retaining the old hall, but what about the practicalities?
Well, I think people would give their time.
It's not just time, though, is it? You need people with skills.
Yes, we'd have to rebuild a whole corner for a start.
Oh, for crying out loud, Neil. You and me could do that between us. You built your own house.
Yeah, and most of the farmers around here are pretty handy.
Yeah? Got me, Edward, William. We'd all pitch in for free. There's Tom, Jazzer, Johnny, Rob. I can get all the materials at a discount. No builders ripping us off. Which means the insurance money will stretch to improvements as well as repairs.
Well, it might be worth considering.
Oh, considering? Oh, what more do you want, eh? Shula dressed up in a cat suit.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, Sabrina, then.
She was a very successful cat in Dick Whittington.
Not that kind of cat suit, Jim. More like a boiler suit, actually.
Oh, come on. We all went through the flood together, didn't we? Rallied round and helped each other. The last 6 months, we've seen people putting their lives and their homes back together. This is one last push. We rebuild the hall together. All of us, as a village. Yeah. Well...
Nail like that? How can it have happened, Carol?
Oh, easily enough with all the building work still going on. This tyre's had it, I'm afraid. I shall have to get someone to change the wheel.
What a nuisance.
Well, it's a bit more than that, Hester. We've got to get you to the station in less than an hour.
I can always get a taxi.
We'd better order one now. This isn't Bristol, you know. They have to get out here first.
Oh, yes, of course.
Hello.
Oh, afternoon, Jennifer. Oh.
I'm so glad I caught you. I've been trying to get away all morning to bring this down, but it's been frantic. This is for you, Hester.
For me? Mm-hmm. How kind.
My strawberry conserve. You remember I promised you a jar.
Oh, yes. So you did. Thank you.
I'm afraid we're a bit distracted at the moment. We've got to get Hester to the station and my car has acquired a puncture.
No.
So if you'll excuse me, I must go and book a taxi.
Oh, there's no need for that. I can take her.
I couldn't possibly put you to the trouble.
Oh, no, it's no trouble at all.
Are you sure you can spare the time, since you're so busy?
Oh, don't worry about that. Taxi? I wouldn't hear of it. Oh,
if you're sure.
Well, of course. Now, what time do we need to leave?
Well, my train's at...
2:15.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Well, how about if I come back at, say, 1:45?
Oh, that's heaps of time. You'll be very early.
Well, better than being in a rush, isn't it?
I'll just take your bedside lamp, Mum. Then I think that's everything.
Thanks, Elizabeth. I'll be down in a minute.
Yeah, okay then.
I've checked all the drawers, David. I don't think I've left anything behind.
Mum, you sound like you're checking out of a hotel.
Well... we don't want Heather coming across any of my bits and bobs when she unpacks on Monday. I hope you get her special bed up the stairs all right.
Yeah, so do I. Josh is going to help me dismantle this one tonight.
Good.
And then he'll be driving the van up to Prudder on Sunday to pick up what's left of Heather's stuff.
He's going to be busy, taking on the hens and the bees on top of everything else, bless him.
He wants to do it.
I know.
I just wish he didn't have to.
No, come on, love.
No. I don't know. I just feel I've mishandled this whole thing from start to finish. First messing everybody about on moving up north like Ruth wanted, you know, to be near her mum, and now having to bring Heather down here anyway.
And if you say pushing me out...
Well, we are.
David, if you want to carry on tormenting yourself, I can't stop you. But you're being ridiculous. It's not as if I'm being shoved into a care home, which was Heather's only other option. I'm going to live with my daughter. And in a mansion, for goodness sake.
Yes, I know, but...
No buts, please. We've been through this time and time again. I'm perfectly happy with the arrangement.
Well, I'm not.
David, where you said that, you could be 6 years old again, not 56.
Does that mean I'm too old for a hug?
Oh, no, of course not.
Are you sure you've got everything, Hester?
Well, let's see.
You've got your ticket safe?
Purse?
No, I don't think it was in your purse.
Oh, no, I know, dear. I put it in my little card wallet. There, see?
Oh, good. Oh, well done.
So, I'm all sorted. You go, Jennifer. You must have lots to do.
Oh, no, I wouldn't dream of it.
No, really, you don't have to wait with me.
Oh, don't be silly. Help you with your case.
Well, that's very kind.
I'm sure it's only what Carol would have done.
She's very good to me. I've had such a lovely stay.
You must come again. Hester.
Yes?
About Carol, what you said about her and John and what she did.
John? John who, dear?
Well, John.
I think you're getting confused. My husband was a Francis.
Yes. Yes, I know. But
you're right. Carol was wonderful. She couldn't have done more before she moved. She called every day, did my shopping, made meals for me, such a help.
Yes, I'm sure, but...
Dear Carol, such a kind friend. She's a lovely person.
Hester, no. No, what I meant was...
What, dear?
Well, I meant about...
The next train to arrive at Platform 2 will be the 14:15 service to Bristol Temple Meads, calling at Cheltenham Spa, Gloucester, Bristol Parkway and Bristol Temple Meads. First class accommodation is at the front of the train, second class at the rear.
At the rear? Perhaps we'd better start walking down.
Well, right, but
my seat's reserved, but even so... Well, now, my coat and my handbag.
But we don't have to go yet, do we? There's plenty of time.
Would you mind taking my case?
No, no, of course not. Oh, but about Carol.
Don't worry. I'll ring her when I get home. Oh, here he comes.
No, I didn't mean that.
The 14:15 service to Bristol Temple Meads. The train now arriving in Platform 2.
Now, Mum, just make yourself at home.
Thank you, darling.
You know your way around the kitchen, so treat it as your own.
Thank you.
But, of course, if you're downstairs, you don't have to come up here if you want a drink. You can make yourself tea or coffee in the office kitchen.
Yes, I suppose I can.
Or you can always go to the orangery.
Oh, no, I don't think...
No, the children and I do it all the time. Sit there and have it. Or you can pick one up and, well, take it where you like.
In a paper cup?
Now, I walk down to the lake if I've got 5 minutes and get right away from it all.
Yes, that's a thought.
And anything you fancy to eat. And you won't have to pay, of course.
Wouldn't I?
Mum, you're not a visitor. You live here now.
Yes, I suppose I do. Tea and coffee from a cafe whenever I want it.
You'll soon get used to it. But don't get too used to the flapjacks. They're highly addictive.
I'll try not to. You will let me make the odd flapjack up here, won't you?
Mum, of course. Freddie and Lily would feel very deprived if you didn't.
Well, that's something.
Look, Mum. I know it'll take a bit of time for you to settle in, but it's going to be fine.
Yes, I know, darling.
I promise. Oh.
You get that, I'll make the tea.
No, they can leave a message. You've only just arrived. I'm making the tea.
I'm not going to ask what brings you here, Jennifer.
Oh, Carol.
I think I can guess.
So it's no good telling me you fancied a walk and just happened to be passing the burial ground.
Please, I don't want you to think that I...
What, make a habit of it? Coming here to commune with John?
I swear this is the first time I've been here since the funeral.
Oh, that's funny. Me too.
Really?
Yes. I was saying only this week, I don't believe in living in the past.
No, well, nor do I.
Life moves on. They are not long, the days of wine and roses, as John was so fond of quoting.
Yes.
I know you cared for him, Jennifer, and he for you very much. I do sometimes wonder what would have happened if I hadn't... Well, and if we hadn't moved to Bristol.
Carol, I'm really not sure we should be having this conversation.
Oh, I think we should. You need to know that I did love John very much, in my fashion.
Carol, please.
Right to the very end. Perhaps especially then. And I did everything I could for him in the last stages of his illness.
I know. I know you did, and I'd never suggest otherwise. I never thought...
I think you did. I think you do. Have you ever watched anyone you love dying, Jennifer?
No. No, I suppose I haven't.
Well, then you've been very lucky. It was dreadful. The end had to come. There was no hope. But it was incredible how someone who appeared so shrunken could still hang on hour after hour, day after day. I was with him all the time when he was restless, troubled, disturbed.
It must have been awful.
It was. Even though I knew he wasn't in pain, he still seemed to be suffering.
You really don't have to tell me all this, Carol. I'm just glad he had you there at the end.
Yes. Yes, the end. Well, in the end, that last day, I looked at his poor head on the pillow. His hair. His beautiful hair, so sparse now. The skull beneath the skin. His breathing more and more laboured. I only did what anyone who loved him would have done, Jennifer. You'd have done the same.
So, tell me about Pip. She's settled into Rickyard.
Yeah, she loves it. She's been buying cushions and all sorts online.
She's properly nesting, then. Oh, honestly.
Now, I'm going to insist, Elizabeth. You're to answer that on all those other messages.
Well, perhaps I'll just take a look.
No perhaps about it. Go on.
It is Geraldine. Look...
Elizabeth, go!
I think I know what it's about, and actually it's something I could do with sorting before the weekend.
How many more times? Go and do it.
All right, if you insist.
I've been insisting for the last 5 minutes. Now, what can I do towards supper?
Nothing.
Nothing? Peel some potatoes, do the veg?
It's all done. Or will be.
You're not to come in and do it.
No, I shan't. I've done what I often do for me and the children on a Friday and cheated.
Oh.
I've had Hugh make us a lasagna. We'll have that with garlic bread and salad. If that's okay?
Yes, of course. It sounds very nice.
Except Freddie and Lily are actually both at a friend's tonight, so it'll just be the two of us.
Well, that's fine. Lovely.
Good. Now, I will go, and I'm sorry about this, Mum, but you know how it is.
Darling, I've said...
When your home's your work and your work's your home... Well, it's not so different from Brookfield, actually.
Not at all.
Though I doubt I'll have to carve a cow in the middle of supper.
Good.
Anyway, I shan't be long.
You take as long as you need.
OK, see you later.
See you. Oh, Phil.
We'll be right back. You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.